We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Hey now, Semper Fi, welcome in to this Tuesday edition of Sports Talk here on WWL. The Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, is back in the house. Got Deuce McAllister alongside as well, Saints color analyst. I'm Christian Garrick here with you until 8 o'clock tonight. Found this guy wandering around the hallways, and he looks more like a safety than a defensive end these days. Jeff Charleston, you may remember him, Saints Super Bowl champion, part of that 2009 championship team, played defensive end. He's wandering around, and we said, you know what, Jeff, I'll put you on the radio.
Well, Christian, you know what I told Jeff, and this is a small fraternity. I know Deuce would acknowledge this. Think how many people in NFL history could say, and it's not BS, I played in a real game, a real NFL game, not preseason, and I got three sacks. I'll tell you, that is a small fraternity. When Jeff Charleston all of a sudden came on board and all of a sudden we're interested in him, because against the Chiefs, he had three sacks. Then we find out kind of a mountain man from the Northwest. He likes woodwork and all that. Then all of a sudden there's interest in you, Jeff. Because you had three sacks in one game, then we want to know more about you. And now you're a reality TV star.
Look, everything in my life, I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow, let alone a year from now, whatever. And I think that's the interest most people have. They're like, well, how do you not know what you're doing? I'm like, I just let it happen. I have a crazy life. It's always going to be crazy. I'm always going to do crazy things no matter what. You can't control me. You can't tell me what to do. So, look, just live it. And
well, one person could control you. When you made the fresh meat comments about Matt Stafford, Sean Payton was not happy about that, huh?
Yeah, I got blackballed from media for, I think, that whole season. So, you know, now it's good that I have an open mic. Before, you know, when you're playing, not so much.
Deuce and Bobby, you remember that in 2009, first game of the season, right before, it was like Wednesday of the first week. And we asked Jeff Charleston about, what do you think about Matt Stafford making his NFL debut as a rookie starter? And we got fresh meat as his response.
I remember that. And Jeff, you're not supposed to say that, quote unquote, publicly to the media. Sean had some choice words for him. Christian, if Jeff is a safety, that's still a tall, lanky safety you're talking about now.
It is.
Maybe an outside linebacker, not a safety.
Okay. Well, I mean, he was, what, 265 when you played?
He don't look like no defensive end.
Yeah, and he's at 225 now, around there?
Yeah,
that's outside backer.
Okay.
Outside backer with speed.
A little leaner today than his playing days. So, Southern Charm, another season?
Yeah, we got a second season. It's coming out June 2nd, so that's why I'm in the building doing promotions. You know, it's the best seasonal job there is. I get to be myself.
So I have a question. Get to be yourself. How much, because people ask this, no matter housewives and all that, what is scripted and what is not scripted? Did they give you a storyline? How do you take that approach?
They ask you before the season starts, give us a calendar, let us know what you're doing, we're going to fit it in. The only thing that is scripted about any of it is potentially, hey, you got to go to so-and-so's party. But once you get there, it's all on you. Now, there's the magic of the editing room and camera and,
right,
you know, there's all that in there. But for the most part, oh, it's real. What these people are going through is absolutely real. And I always have to apologize after most of it, because it's like, man, you got to follow me around? Like, you got to go through all of this.
Jeff, so you mean to tell me you let the cameras just come in your house and just post up and
you know where they're going to be? You know where they're going to be there. You know, it's not like, it's not Truman Show.
Yeah, they're just supposed to be there, and you live your best life, right?
Yeah, try to catch me. Try to, you know.
Well, Jeff, and I think what's challenging, and people can relate to this, you know, this day and age, I don't know if the numbers are the same, but, you know, when you get married, it's kind of 50-50 whether you're going to stay married or not.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you start the show, you are married, and then you're in the process right now. Are you?
I'm not married. No, I'm not married anymore.
So you're not married.
Yeah.
So does that come on the show and all the challenges of that, or? We'll have to wait and see?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
I was telling you guys earlier that I'm going to be down in the French Quarter later offering body shots. So, you know, look, I'm still on that tour.
Wow.
What kind of tour is this?
It's called the Tour of Jeff.
The tour
come aboard.
Of Jeff.
It's like the summer of George from Seinfeld. Summer of George.
So you gonna
tour
hit up
of Jeff?
You hitting up the French Quarter fest?
No, I'm joking. I gotta go back to work.
Nah, I don't believe. You know. I do believe there's some truth in that statement.
There's some truth.
Some truth in that statement, and it's just Jeff gonna let his hair down a little bit. Is that
he's
right?
He's always got his hair down. Are you kidding me?
He's gonna let it down a little bit further. That's what he's gonna do.
So Jeff, now. Off the field, what is like, besides just living life, like your passion, it seems like you've always been a pretty, because wives always want a handyman. It seems like you've been pretty good, like if like they say in New Orleans, if the zinc's clogged, the sink's clogged, that you can do a little plumbing work. Or are you a jack of all trades when it comes to that, to be a handyman? Because I am clueless. I'd be calling you up, say, Jeff, come here. You have to fix this for me.
I am a master of demolition. I can destroy anything possible. I am a master of starting projects and not finishing them. when it comes to the finesse and making things look pretty, hey, don't call me. Find someone else to finish the job, but I can start it. I can definitely start the job no matter what.
Would you have a problem living off the grid?
Oh, I prefer to live off the grid. Like, put me in the wilderness. Let me, if I ever go, no phones, nothing. Oh, I would love that. I love doing things the old school way. I love leaving my phone. That's the best thing about not being married anymore. I'm not accountable. Like, I don't have to be traced anymore, and that is the best thing in the world.
So Jeff, now you saw living off the grid. I would say you somewhat. My understanding, you're from Oregon, right?
Yes.
Oh, so you're a mountain man. That's mountain man country.
That's fishing with your hands. That's just living.
Living off the land. When you look now, where did you? I'm trying to think. Where did you go? Idaho State. Who's the tight end we got? That's from either Idaho.
Josh Hill. Everything's great at Idaho State.
Are y'all at the same school?
Same school. I was there.
So it's not the is that the Vandals?
The Bengals.
The other one. Idaho's the Vandals.
Vandals. Yeah.
Right. So I mean, how did you end up? Like at Oregon, from Oregon to go to Idaho State.
And that's just a highway. That's just across the street.
Oh, it's not ours.
But how did they find you?
I had no idea this segment would be this funny.
I found them. I transferred from Division II, and I was going to go up to Portland State, and my coach said, hey, I know so-and-so here. Why don't you go over there? And Jared Allen was actually playing there at the time. I talked with Jared, and I was like, well, he's going to make it. He got drafted. I said, I was going to my senior year. I had a redshirt my senior year and redshirted 1 year, became an All-American the next, and went undrafted and ended up here somehow. But I got a lot of stories in 18 months in Pocatello that I don't really need to get into on air. Maybe that's for TV. But
didn't CJ coach up there?
JC.
No, CJ.
No, CJ. Coach Johnson, wide receiver coach.
Idaho. I'm pretty sure he was at Idaho.
He was
at
Idaho.
Yeah, like the rival. Yeah. Idaho State.
Jeff Charlson.
Yeah. Bengals versus the Vandals.
Super Bowl champion.
We'll kick their butt any day.
Check him out on Southern Charm. What station? What network?
Bravo TV,
Bravo
June
TV.
2nd, 8 p.m. Central.
Jeff, always fun, man. Thanks.
With Andy Cohen.
Thank you, guys.
That's what
this
I want to see
Sports
you
Talk
on
here on WWL.
Andy Cohen.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.